Welcome to 5 Minutes Alone, the weekly podcast of the Bering Drive Church of Christ. I'm your host, Jeff Christian, preacher at Bering. This week's episode 2.11 is a follow-up to all the podcast flurry last week when our conversation with Nadia Boltz-Weber resulted in 22,000 people getting in on the story, a slight increase from our normal 400 or 500 hits in a week. It's actually an abridged reprise of Sunday's sermon walk, since we were not able to record it. Our main passage last Sunday is the conclusion to a light versus darkness theme that was a common thought in the world of the New Testament, sounding a lot like Horace's poetry that Mr. Keating in Dead Poets Society taught his boys, Carpe Diem, seize the day. Paul in Ephesians 5:15-16 writes, "Be careful then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity." He writes that after reminding the church that they were once darkness, but now, in Christ, we are light. Personally, I'm thankful for the opportunity to get to do what I do today at Bering because of the hard work of many other people's commitment to walk wise, making the most of many opportunities over the years. It was around September-October 2009 when I got a call inviting me to come talk to Bering about being the new preacher. I had loved the Bering Drive Church of Christ for years because of their commitment to being a gender-inclusive church back when it really got you into a lot of trouble for doing such things. Their rebellious faithfulness to the truth appealed to me. Now, first, I wanted to talk to Bering because of my daughter, Reese. She had just recently been baptized, and it just felt odd bringing her up in a church where she was not allowed to participate. But then what really appealed to me after we'd been here for a little while was that my son was able to grow up in a church where everything, men, women, children, participating in worship and the life of the church was just normal. My family has grown in the Lord because of this church and the strides that everyone made through the years. And so last week's story of our Lutheran Church of Christ interaction was possible because of standing up for what was right through the years, a lesson we still need to keep walking the walk. So last week, this podcast put us in the national spotlight, at least for a moment, especially among ex-Church of Christers, many of whom were women, but many of whom were also men who left. Our 15 minutes of fame was most important in the surprises it provided. Probably the most beautiful surprise was that Nadia's willingness to accept the apology opened a floodgate of responses of people hungry and thirsty for stories of people coming together in God's grace, especially these days when the media highlights what divides us. Because of the ways our particular church in Houston has walked through the years, our witness is having a dramatic impact of healing and reconciliation in the kingdom of God today, and it's been wonderful to watch. The history of what brought us to where we are today is seasoned with years of prayer and thanksgiving and seeking the will of the one true and living God, never afraid to dream, even when it hurt. This church bore witness last week on a national scale of what it means to be a place of healing, forgiveness, and reconciliation. Because of our walk in Christ, God was glorified as the source of all healing, forgiveness, and reconciliation. Now, I know some of you read the personal comments that people made in response to the podcast, but I'm assuming that not everyone did. So if you ever wonder if we as Christians still tell the truth in dynamic ways, get a load of these responses. Someone wrote, "It was one of the most redemptive moments that God ever allowed me to witness." Another person, "Churches of Christ is a part of my past as well. For too long, it seems like the only people willing to speak on behalf of the whole have been those interested in dividing, condemning, and other silliness. It is about time for someone with a compassionate voice to speak up for the whole." Another person wrote, "That's gospel, baby. That's straight up gospel. May the peace of Christ be with you all." And then probably my favorite response was someone who just wrote the word, "Whoa." Many women with hearts for professional ministry had to leave Churches of Christ in order to share the message of Christ according to their gifts. But likewise, many men also left because our proof texting of a couple of scriptures just quit making sense. And that's just wrong, because we have robbed ourselves as a tradition from the upbuilding stories of faith that everyone should be allowed to tell. But it's not some axe to grind about women or men or children telling the story. The point is that the priesthood of all believers described in the New Testament is just that, a priesthood of all believers. My prayer is that one day we will all bear witness to that light that gives us life. It's like the story of the man born blind in John 9, who literally sees the light. The powers that be go around telling everyone how wrong they are about God, all the while challenging the ex-blind man about Jesus. And what the ex-blind man says is what most of us, I hope, will say if questioned. All I know is that I woke up blind this morning, but now I can see. And so in response, go walk in the ways of the Lord and give thanks and walk in the light. You were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Walk. That's all. Amen. Go to bearingfamily.org for more information on our church and come see us this Sunday if you're in Houston. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook, and have a good walk this week. May the peace of Christ be with you all.